Hello, this is William Hemphill, and welcome you to the Faith and Family Matters podcast, the show where we talk about ways to build our faith and strengthen our marriages and families. I am William Hemphill, and I am your host, and I am both clergy and a mental health therapist that works a lot with marriages and families. Today, I want to continue talking a little bit about our devotional series, Making the Right Choice Daily, and I want to start a little bit with a story. So, approximately 2 years ago, I was approached by a major ministry about becoming a marital therapist and doing marital work with them. Now, in my mind's eye, I had heard previously about therapists doing a lot of marital intensive work, sometimes in remote locations, places where they might invite 3, 4, or 5 couples and dig in and do a lot of work for 2 or 3 days. Now, this thought was very intriguing, but I had never imagined myself doing work like this. And initially, I was hesitant to answer that call of ministry because I was like, who, me? Why me? I don't know anything about this. I can't do this, and I don't know how to do this. In other words, the thoughts that I had were trying to disqualify me from the next step of faith. How many of you ever have thoughts like that? Thoughts that want to disqualify you. Doubts that prop up whenever you're trying to do something different. Due to my wife's encouragement, I actually took the chance to interview with this ministry and then eventually started doing work with this ministry. Fast forward 2 years later, I am working with this ministry and I am blessed to help restore marriages that were in various levels of pain and difficulty. My work with this ministry has also increased my skills as a marital therapist and a mental health therapist, and I also work with couples on my own in helping to restore marriages. Yet, for me to do this, it took a step of faith to reach out. I also want to say it takes steps of faith every time I do this. Whenever a couple comes into my office for marital counseling, or I go to an intensive to work with 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 couples, I am saying prayers and taking steps of faith. Faith that the Lord is with me and that God will use me, my talents, my gifts, my humanity, to touch others and allow them to experience God's love and grace and bring healing to them individually and healing to their marriages. Now, I talked about a bigger step of faith in the beginning, but I would like us to notice the little step of faith taken every day. That little step of faith is, of course, when I am trusting in God to do the sacred work that I am doing in helping couples and marriages. This is one of the ways that I choose to follow Christ daily, by taking little steps of faith. Little steps of faith are important because it means that first, we are aware of God's presence. And second, we are acknowledging God's presence. We acknowledge our need to trust in the Lord daily when we are taking those little steps of faith. What could be some little steps of faith that we could take? Maybe it's something like praying that the Lord and God's grace would be with our families. Maybe it's reaching out to a loved one just to say hello, whether they respond or not, because when you're reaching out, you're showing that you care. Maybe it's blessing someone with a smile or a greeting. Maybe it's taking the time to give to someone of your talents, your gifts, your treasures, your blessing to someone who is in need, blessing somebody else. Maybe it's starting a new business or a new endeavor. I like to say that me doing this podcast is a step of faith. I am putting my voice out there, sharing God's grace and love in faith, in marriage, and in family, and praying that it reaches you, the listener, at the appropriate time, and that it blesses you. So as we make daily choices to follow Christ, I would ask this question. What are little steps of faith that we can take daily? This is William Hemphill with the Faith and Family Matters podcast, thanking you for joining us today. If you would like to work with me more, please go to my website at www.faithandfamilyempowerment.com. Take care and have a blessed week.